for a little something extra from the Appleseed. And now, here's your host, Sam Payne.
It's such a pleasure to have you with us for a little something extra here on the Appleseed. Just about every day, we bring you a full hour filled with stories for you and your family, all kinds of tales from all kinds of tellers. And we also post a little something extra, just a single story, usually just a few minutes long, in case you only have a few minutes and you want to fill those few minutes with a terrific story. Today, we've got one for you. It's Bobby Norfolk, the wonderful St. Louis storyteller, with a terrific telling of an old Anansi story, a story called Why Spiders Has a Small Waist. This is Bobby Norfolk on today's Appleseed Extra.
Why Spider Has a Small Waist. Well, we all know Anansi the spider is very, very greedy and selfish. But on this particular day, he had gotten an invitation to a party, an African feast, and all types of food was being served. There was plantain and yam and cassava and couscous and tofu, yahoo! And so they said, Anansi, come to our party and join in the feast. And they were having a big party. Party! Ooh, ooh! Hey! Party!
Anansi said, "Ooh, this is lovely, 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 quite lovely.
I tell you what, I need to run an errand, but I will take this string, and I will tie half of this string around my waist, and you take the other half, and when all the food is completely prepared, tug on that string, and I will come, and I will bring my appetite." And so Anansi went in the opposite direction to make his errand, and just when he was going to make his errand, he ran into another party. "When we party hardy. And when we boogie woogie." They had American food at this particular feast. They had pizza with the works. They had hamburger and french fries. They had fried shrimp and boiled shrimp. And they had all the other trimmings. Anansi looked and his mouth started to salivate. He went to the host. He said, I would love to come to your party, but I need to run a quick errand. So I make a deal. I would take a string and I would tie half of the string around my waist, and I will give you the other half. And when it's all time to eat, pull on that string, and I will come, and I will bring my appetite. And so Anansi ran, and as he was running to do his errand, all of a sudden he ran into a third party. Party people, we. Anansi looked, and there was Chinese food being served there. There was mugu gai pan and chicken chow mein and lo mein and Sichuan shrimp and egg drop soup. Anansi started to salivate again about the mouth. He went to the host and said, I would love to attend your party, but I need to run an errand. I make a deal. I will take half of this string tied around my waist, and you take the other half of the string, and when the food is prepared, ready to eat, I will come, tug on that string, and I'll bring my appetite. And then Anansi went to run his errand. But little did Anansi know that all three of the parties were tugging on the string all of a sudden at one time. The food was being prepared all at once and ready. And so the party that had the African feast began to tug on the string. Anansi started going that direction. And then the party with the American cuisine started to pull on their string. Anansi went in that direction. And then the party that had the Chinese food started to pull in their direction. And all of a sudden, Anansi was being pulled back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, forth and back and back and forth. And all of a sudden, all the people began to pull at one time in three directions. And Anansi's waist was pulled so thin that all the strings snapped. And Anansi looked down at his waist, standing there in the middle of the forest. He untied the strings, and his waist was as thin as it could be. Anansi could actually hula hoop through a Cheerio. And so Anansi very sadly went back home and waited for his waist to expand again, because he knew he could not eat any food with a waistline that small. And as Anansi was sitting there waiting for his waistline to expand again, which I know sounds like a contradiction in terms, Anansi sat there and pondered and thought that it's not always good to be so greedy. And that's the end of that.
Bobby Norfolk, the great St. Louis storyteller, with a terrific performance of an old Anansi story, Why the Spider Has a Small Waist. It's always a pleasure to share a tale with you from one of our favorite tellers. You can find more of Bobby's great work at bobbynorfolk.com. Be sure to pay him a visit. And visit us online at byuradio.org/appleseed. You can listen to current and past episodes of the show there. You're sure to find stories that are already favorites and stories that will become favorites as you listen. Want to reach out to us? We love to hear your story. Send it to us at theappleseed@byu.edu. I'm Sam Payne, and I can't wait to be with you again on The Appleseed.
Thanks for joining us for a little something extra from The Appleseed. Google The Appleseed Podcast and subscribe for something new just about every day. The Appleseed with Sam Payne.